Let's talk about love. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about drugs. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about we. Let's talk about you, let's talk about me, let's talk about us, let's talk about we, let's talk about wealth, let's talk about greed, let's talk being broke, living in poverty, let's talk about black, let's talk about white, let's talk about how we still fight for our rights, let's talk government, sex schemes and drugs, and let's talk about God, let's talk about love, let's discuss our feelings.
Hey y'all, welcome to Blessed to BS. I'm your cousin in Christ, Wantra Labette, and this is Bougie Bible Studies. If you are new here, I'd like to welcome you to the number one best Bible study class that you will ever come across. And if you are not new here, you already know how we get down over here at Blessed to BS as we dive into the Bible every week and read a chapter as we get the inside story, the back end story on what took place in the ancient times that is preached around the world today. Don't be afraid. There's no judgment here. You can be from any background or any religion that you choose to. That is your business. I simply just allow God to use me to read the stories in the Bible because I want to get closer to God. And this is my way of sharing Him with the world as I created this platform, started this Bible study class to share the stories of the Bible with my peoples like you, and that you can share with people like me. Today's class, we are class 34. Today's episode is 1 Samuel 17, David and Goliath. You can read out of any version Bible you choose to. That's your business. You can simply listen and choose to just hear the story and follow along that way. But I simply do ask that you just allow God to use you, to resonate with the Holy Spirit, to allow Jesus to come into your life, to do some type of change that can result in a better living situation for tomorrow. And it doesn't have to be just physical form. It can be mentally and it can be emotionally, and it just could be all that God does, because He's just a great God and He's for all of us, right? No judgment. Go ahead and grab your Bibles. Again, you can read out any version you choose to. I want to get this story going. I'm really excited. I read it once, but I'm ready to dive up into it again and get more insight into David and Goliath. If you are ready, I am ready too. Let's go. 1 Samuel 17, verse 1. Now, the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled at Socah in Judah. They pitched camp at Ephes-Damon between Socah and Azekah. Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another, with the valley between them. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistines' camp. His weight was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs, he wore bronze greaves and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of the Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Now, David was the son of an Ephraimite named Jesse, who was from Bethlehem in Judah. Jesse had 8 sons, and in Saul's time, he was very old. Jesse's 3 oldest sons had followed Saul to the war. The firstborn was Eliab, the second Abinadab, and the third Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 oldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to tend to his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days, the Philistines came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. Now, Jesse said to his son David, "Take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are and bring back some assurance from them. They are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah fighting against the Philistines." Early in the morning, David left the flock in the care of a shepherd. He loaded up and set out as Jesse directed. He reached the camp as the army was going out to its battle positions, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up their lines facing each other. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines, and asked his brothers how they were. As he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance, and David heard it. Whenever the Israelites saw the man, they all fled from him in great fear. Now, the Israelites had been saying, "Do you see how this man keep coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his family from taxes in Israel." David asked the man standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills the Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him, "This is what will be done for the man who kills him." When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the man, he burned with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave these few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle." "Now, what have I done?" said David. "Can I even speak?" He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter, and the man answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on the account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. And when it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David with his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here would know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it back and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with the sling and the stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the shelf. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. Then the men of Israel and Judah surged forward with a shout and persuaded the Philistines to the entrance of Gath and to the gates of Ekron. Their dead were strewn along the Shaaraim road to Gath and Ekron. When the Israelites returned from chasing the Philistines, they plundered their camp. David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem. He put the Philistine's weapon in his own tent. As Saul watched David going out to meet the Philistines, he said to Abner, commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is that young man?" Abner replied, "As surely as you live, your majesty, I don't know." The king said, "Find out whose son this young man is." As soon as David returned from killing the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul. With David still holding the Philistine's head, "Whose son are you, young man?" Saul asked him. David said, "I am the son of your servant, Jesse of Bethlehem." And that is the end of our chapter, y'all. Oh my goodness. Okay, so boom, like, let's break it down, okay? What an interesting story. Now, I've heard the story about David and Goliath a lot of times. I never heard it in depth like I did right now as I read through it. And this was my second time reading through it. The first time I read through it was just before I actually read this. And I got a little teary-eyed because I'm going to break it down and tell you why. So, boom, David and Goliath. Now, the Philistines gathered their forces for war. The Philistine gathered their forces and the Israelite gathered their forces, and the Philistines was on one side of the camp and the Israelites was on another side of the camp with the valley in between them. I'ma just summarize it. Now, a champion, Goliath from the Philistines, he was obviously very huge and he was big and he was somewhat like the Philistines' protector. And he would come out and he would shout at them and he would yell at them like, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Don't you guys serve us? Like, what makes you guys think that you guys can line up to battle us?" Basically, he's like, "Choose a man, any man. If he come out and he fight me and he kill me, we as the Philistines, we will serve you. But on another hand, if y'all choose a man to come out here and fight me and kill me, and I kill him, you guys will always serve us." So, upon hearing these words from Goliath, of course the Israelites didn't have anybody as big as him. And they didn't have nobody to really fight Goliath to take on this proposition that he had for them. They didn't want to go for it. So, it jumps into the story of knowing who David is. Now, David was the son of Jesse, who was a servant of Saul. Saul was the leader of the Israelites who was going into battle, and Jesse was the servant of Saul, and David was the son of Jesse. And so Jesse had his sons. He had about 8 sons, but his 3 eldest sons followed Saul into the war. That was Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah. Now, I could be butchering these names. I'm sure I am. No judgment, because I don't know these folks' name like that, but I'm trying my best. So he had these 3 sons go off into battle with Saul. And David was the youngest, and he would go back and forth attending to the sheep and also, you know, working what he doing on his back end, because he was young. He didn't go into war with his brothers. So one day Jesse loaded up a bunch of stuff and he had David go to deliver this stuff to his other sons who was off in war with Saul. Now, in the midst of this, David, he goes over and he sees the battle line happening. He sees that the Israelites is lining up on one side and the Philistines is lining up on another side, like the war is soon to begin. So, loaded up and set out as his daddy directed. Jesse directed. So when he reached the camp army, he was going to his battle's position, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawn up their lines facing each other. David noticed this. So David left his things with the keeper of the supplies and ran to the battle lines and asked his brothers how they were. As he was talking with them, Goliath came out, and Goliath decided to give his daily speech. Hoorah, hoorah, y'all need to get one of y'all men to come fight me because I'm ready to slay y'all. And if any of your men, anybody, one person can come fight me and kill me, we'll be servants to you guys. If I defeat your man, obviously you guys will be servants to us. Now, David hears this, and so the Israelites, they start talking amongst each other, and they say, now the Israelites has been saying, do you see how this man keep coming out? Do you see how Goliath keep coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. Like, he comes out to make us look really, really bad. Now, the king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage, and he will exempt his family from taxes in Israel. So, David, he starts to ask the man, like, you know, what would happen for the man who kills this Philistine who keep acting like he big and bulk because he defying Israel? What will be done? So the man starts to tell David, well, the king will basically give great wealth to the man who kills him, and he will also give him his daughter in marriage, and he will exempt his family from the taxes and stuff. So as David is talking to the man, one of his older brothers, Eliab, he hears David, he see David, and now he gets so upset with David because he like, what are you doing over here? So it says, when Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the man, he burned with anger at him and asked, why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are, David, and how wicked your heart is, David. You came down only to watch the battle. David is like, boy, calm down. I actually came down to check up on y'all because Papa said to come bring you guys these supplies. And I came to check up on you guys to see how you guys were doing. But in the midst of all of this, who is this Goliath guy keep defying Israel? He like, now what have I done? Can I speak? He then turned away from his brother. He like, boy, go about your business. And he turned to someone else about the same matter about Goliath. And then the man answered him as before, like, yes, if somebody would kill this man, the king would give great wealth. He would give his daughter in marriage, and he would exempt his family from the taxes. So what David said was overheard and reported to Saul. And then Saul sent for David. So David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant, me, will go and fight him. Saul looked at him and said, you gotta be joking, right? I mean, you're not able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior since your age, basically. But David said to Saul, listen, I've been keeping my father's sheep. Now, when a lion or a bear came and carried off my sheep, guess what? I went after that bear or that lion, and I got my sheep back from them. That's right. Exactly. So when the bear and the lion came and attacked me, I gave great force, and I laid the lion and the bear to rest to get my sheep back. I might be little, I might be young, but I got what it takes to go out here and fight this man Goliath. So Saul was like, you seem pretty confident. Go ahead and do what you do. May the good Lord be with you. So Saul, he started to dress David up in his tunic and all his swords and all his shackles and all those things so that he could go into battle. But David is like, this ain't how I get down. You know what I'm saying? I don't wear all this stuff. Like, I fight crazy, but I don't need all this battle gear. I don't need this. I don't need that. I'm going to take all this off because it's not working for me. I'm not used to having all these shackles on me to fight. I'm good. You know, I like a lightweight. So he grabbed his sling, he took him off, and then he took his staff in his hand. He chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, and he put them in his pouch, in his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand as he approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked at David over and saw that he was just a little boy. Now, that probably brought him great laughs. He probably like, ha, 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 ha. You guys send this little bitty kid to come fight me. So he started despising David, started cussing him out, like, yeah, right, get him out of here. And he said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? He like, boy, come here. I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. David looked at him and said, oh yeah, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. David basically was like, you may look at me as if I'm not competitive or I'm not worthy to go against you, because I may look younger than you. I don't have all the fighting gear you have on, nor do I possess the skills that you may carry, because you have been in battle since you were probably my age. But you come against me with swords and spears. I come against you with the Lord Almighty. Now, if that ain't deep, I don't know what it is. Because I don't know, life, it seems to attack you in many, many ways. And as long as you fight back life with the Lord Almighty, you're going to come out a winner for sure. Like 100%. I see that, and I see that this transpired in the story. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. Ooh, he took it deep. And the whole world would know that there is a God in Israel. Now, David didn't show up to the fight. He didn't even probably show up to fight. At the end of the day, he was sent to go check up on his brothers. Him taking on this battle, he felt real confident. He knew that he could take on this person. Confidence is a thin line between confidence and conceited. And if you notice in the story, when his brother got mad with him, he said, I know you. I know how conceited you are. I know how wicked you are. You came down here to watch the battle. David wasn't conceited. He didn't come to be in the battle. He just so happened to find an opportunity to say, well, since none of you guys are stepping up, I guess I'll step up because I have the confidence to do so. Now, that spoke value to me. Here you have a group of army, the whole group, the people, there's a big group. And when Goliath is calling out their best man or any man to come and fight him, nobody stood and said, okay, let me be the one. They all got scared of Goliath and they all bowed down. They all basically ran. David, not even a person of the army, he come and he say, none of y'all stepping up, so I guess I'll take on the job, because who is this person to defy the armies of Israel? Even the littlest person in the room, you should not judge them. They hold the biggest package. David here held the biggest package. So he was like, all those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. As the Philistine Goliath started moving closer to attack David, David quickly ran, because he was smaller and quicker and littler, and plus he didn't have all those shackles on him. He quickly ran past him, reached into his bag, taking out a stone, slung it on his slingshot, and swung it and hit Goliath right up in the forehead. Now that stone sunk right up in Goliath's forehead into his brain, killing him, making him fall flat on his face. I mean, took him out with one smooth pebble rock. And yeah, he was laid out flat. Now, when the Philistines seen that, yeah, they got spooked and they got scared. As David went over to Goliath, triumphed over his body, grabbed his spear, his sword, killed him, and then took off his head, like he stated. Now, what a battle. Because it wasn't even a battle between the entire armies. At that point, nobody was fighting but Goliath and David. Nobody stood in the middle to fight but David and Goliath. And soon as David was able to pass Goliath out, Goliath, and meet him at the battle line, passed him right on up, juked him, juke, 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 took out his stone, took out his slingshot, and copped him right up in the forehead. Thing done sunk right up into Goliath's head, and he fell flat on the ground, killed this man. They didn't even have to fight. This was a one-on-one battle. David using the Lord and Goliath wanting to use his sword. That man didn't even get a chance to use his sword now. So, boom, David triumphed over Goliath. Now, everybody happy. The Israelites happy. They get the run. The Philistines back out the gates, back out the Gath gates. And when the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. Then the men of the Israel and the Judah surged forward with a shout and persuaded the Philistines to the entrance of the Gath and to the gates of Ekron. And so David took the Philistines' head and brought it to Jerusalem. He put the Philistine's weapon in his own tent. And as Saul watched David going out to meet the Philistine, he said to the commander Abner, "Whose son is that?" Abner like, "I don't know, your majesty. I don't have a clue whose son that is." And so Saul obviously was like, "Bring the kid to me. I want to know whose son this is." So when David came back, still holding Goliath's head, this man was walking around with Goliath's head. That's victory. Because he actually told him what he was going to do. He said, he probably laughed and he's like, "Look, you got these swords and stuff and all of this and all this good stuff. And you fight against swords and spears. But I fight against, you know, you with the Lord. But I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut your head off. Say less." When David came back into the camp or whatever, Saul basically approached him and was like, "You know, whose son are you?" And at that point, David let him know, "I'm the son of your servant, Jesse." And the story cuts off. Now, what an exciting story. Have you ever been in battle where the Lord has defeated your enemy for you? It could be anything. It could be your finances. It can be your health. It can be your family trauma. It can be childhood trauma. It can be relationship problems. It can be your marriage. It can be anything. Have you ever been in battle and God actually came through and won for you? We have so many people today who are afraid to talk to God and reach out to God because they're scared that they are not worthy enough. There's a lot of people who lack the confidence to have a one-on-one with God. You are not conceited when you walk in relationship with God. You are no better than anybody else to have a relationship with God. But you are a child of God, and you begin to win in life when you establish that relationship with God. And there's nobody who can tell you how to grasp that relationship. The relationship comes from a true authenticity of you wanting to connect with your creator. David was connected to his creator, the Lord Almighty. And even though he was the youngest one out of his brothers, he was the one who slayed Goliath. Nobody stepped up into battle to give this man his opportunity to fight somebody who was in Israel, who was already a part of the war. How did David come, who was only supposed to go check up on his brothers? He literally placed himself in the middle of this war and say, "You know what? I'll do it. I'll put this man to rest. I'll kill him." I don't even think it was so much about what he could receive as a gift. I think it was the fact that Goliath was trying to defy Israel and try to condemn them and try to make them less of. And David was just not that. He was confident because he felt like he was more of. Even though he was the son of a servant, David, he was the boldest out of them. Like the whole thing. I'm pretty anxious to see how I touch in more stories about David and things like that, because I didn't get a beginning understanding of Samuel. Again, as the Bible is taking me in and out of chapters, but just reading certain stories, it kind of gave me insights on my life, on where it's at today. How a lot of people will look at me before talking to me or anything like that, and they would think that I'm conceited. But in overall, I'm just confident. I'm confident in my walk with God. I'm confident that I'm nothing without God. I'm confident that I know that I need God, and there's nothing more sufficient that I would need more than God in a relationship with God. So if that makes me conceited to somebody else, all I do is I just pray that they receive this same confidence to walk in relationship with God, to visit a church, and not just visit a church because it's culturistic or because it's a thing to do, but visit a church to get that connection with your creator, to hear the words of the Bible, to allow these stories to actually resonate to where they give you some type of understanding. Now, David was the youngest of his brothers. It's kind of different for me. I'm the oldest of my siblings, and I'm the only girl. My mom had 5 kids, and rest in peace to one of my little brothers. He passed away last year in 2021 over gun violence. And to have to bury my brother the way that I had to bury him very unexpectedly, being the only girl, not really having somebody to lean with and talk to, not having that sister bond with nobody and things like that. I feel like life, it really puts us in situations to bring out the confidence in us. I didn't think I had the confidence to plan my brother's funeral and lay him to rest properly, but when I leaned and relied on God wholeheartedly, he allowed me to walk that process very smoothly to lay my brother to rest as he returned to the Creator. The reason why I say that is because I'm speaking on a confidence that David had. David had a confidence that his brothers didn't have, the people in war didn't have, and I'm sure David didn't go there to have this confidence or to take on this battle, but the fact that he had so much confidence in the Lord and his relationship with the Lord gave him that confidence needed to take on this Goliath. That says a lot to me. It lets me look at my life and my situations and say, you know, the reason why I'm able to go another day or wake up another day to receive the daily bread is the confidence that I look into walking with God and just having that relationship with God. I mean, it's just super important. And I speak on that because that's just what I'm here for. Like, seriously, I'm here to be in relationship with the Creator so that I can just do his work. And whatever work that is, we never know. Just like David, he didn't know that he will be doing in the Lord's work and helping Israel fight off the Philistines the way that he did. But it all worked out for the greater. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be here and be having this podcast with you guys. So yes, you guys, go ahead and check out any episode before this. Send this message to somebody that you feel can benefit from it. Go ahead and check us out on social media and just stay connected. You just never know where we're going with this because I'm not gonna give it up. I may disappear every now and then, but this is my baby and this is something that God gives me the confidence to do when I'm able to talk to him and read the stories, and they just get better and better every time. So until next time, you guys, I'm your cousin in Christ, Wantra Levette, and this is Bougie Bible Studies. Blessed to be us, also known as blessed to be stripped, because we allow God to strip everything of us that's not like him. Until next time, you guys, I'll talk to you. Bye.